Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
In steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 44 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Just happening this hour, a federal judge in New York sentenced former Congressman George Santos to 87 months in prison, followed by 2 years of supervised release. He pleaded guilty to fraud and identity theft charges. Santos cried and said he regrets defrauding voters. A judge has been arrested in a Milwaukee courthouse by immigration police. County Judge Hannah Dugan accused of interfering with the arrest of an undocumented immigrant. So said FBI Director Kash Patel in a post on X, which has since been deleted. ABC News has learned that former New Mexico judge Joel Cano and his wife are also to be arrested. KOA-TV reported the former judge responds to allegations of harboring Venezuelan gang members, calling it sensationalism. American consumer sentiment is down for a fourth straight month. A survey from the University of Michigan. Senior Russian military officer has been killed by a car bomb. This is ABC News. Feeling uninspired at work? You're not alone.
Gallup has attempted to quantify worker engagement and then to plot that on a map. And for CEOs and boards of directors that say who cares how workers feel as long as they get the job done, Gallup has an answer. Employee disengagement last year cost the world economy an estimated $438 billion in lost productivity.
ABC's Jim Ryan. You may have seen it on T-shirts and tote bags, the logo for the Black Dog Tavern in Martha's Vineyard, featuring the portrait of a black Labrador retriever. The owner of the dog on that logo and the founder of the tavern by the same name has died this week. The family of Robert Douglas said he died at the family home in Martha's Vineyard at the age of 93. Douglas was an Air Force veteran who had a passion for sailing and New England culture. Moving to Martha's Vineyard in the 1960s, opened the Black Dog Tavern in 1971. The logo's been around since 1976. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 44 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for light rain and drizzle ending this afternoon, staying cloudy and cool with a high of 53. Tonight, clearing and brisk with a low of 35, and tomorrow mostly sunny and pleasant with a high of 62. In Richland Center, we have west-southwest winds at 6 miles per hour, and it's 44 degrees.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Experience is the best teacher, and Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has it in spades. Larry, Shelley, and Chris Jarre lead the way with years of hands-on expertise. Chris brings the kind of knowledge that only comes from time in the field. When your pump or well has an issue, trust Chris Jarre and the team at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. They offer 24-hour service, so help is always just a call away. Reach them at 608-649-4488.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Horton Main's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Horton Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It's 44 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Senators Brad Paff and Sarah Kieski, along with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, held a roundtable in Richland Center yesterday. The purpose of the roundtable was to hear from the community and business leaders on the effects of local impacts caused by federal cuts and actions. Those attending were representatives from the Richland Hospital and Clinics, CEO Bruce Reisler, and Vice President of Professional Services, Deanna Caspers, to talk about Medicaid cuts. From the Kickapoo School District, middle and high school principal Aaron Mitham to discuss education funding. The executive director of Feeding Wisconsin, Jackie Anderson, to discuss the impacts of the cuts to federal funding on her organizations and food pantries across the state. From the Aging and Disability Resource Center, Gina Locke, Ingrid Hansen, Roxanne Kluber-Tonsgerber, and Nicole Bollmeister to discuss the impact that potential Medicaid cuts would have on their organization and people they serve. Representatives from Southwest Community Action Program, Executive Director Brett White, Senior Director Courtney Messer, HR Director Marisol Contreras, and Senior Director Chris Frakes to discuss the impact of federal cuts on Head Start, as well as other programs that affect their organization. Sally Leong, a member of the Wisconsin Farmers Union and owner of Three Fawn Meadows Farm, she discussed the effect tariffs are having on Wisconsin farmers. And T.J. Semenchin, owner of Wonder State Coffee, to discuss the effect that tariffs or other federal issues have on small businesses. Senator Brad Paff said that it was a very good listening session.
I think hearing directly from Southwest Community Action Program speaking about the importance of the Head Start program is it's important that we all recognize that we want our children to get a good head start. And especially early childhood education, is so very important. So I really appreciated hearing those comments, but I also appreciated hearing the comments that were shared by the Aging, Disability, and Resource Center team. And when they talk about the concern and outright fear that some of our elderly members in our communities are experiencing right now because they continue to hear about potential cuts to Medicaid as well as to Social Security.
When it comes to Head Start, representatives stated that no one seems to know what is going on. The response they hear is, "Don't call us, we'll call you." They said Head Start is strongly appearing to be gone. Roxanne Kluber-Tons-Gerber stated that 42% of their revenue for the ADRC comes from federal funding. Senator Sarah Kieski said that people are really concerned and anxious, wondering what is going to happen next.
I hear a lot of people understanding that while there are some decisions that are being made that we could understand at a small grade level if we were doing it in an exacting kind of way, unfortunately what's happened is it has been done in a broad, full-on chainsaw kind of way. So that means instead that there are consequences to these decisions that are having ripple out effects that are beyond what had been considered and are now going to be affecting more and more people, creating more and more damage than what we even will know what to expect, and therefore we'll also have more things that we will ultimately have to fix or pay for or address down the road.
Sally Leong said that farmers are not investing in fertilizer or machinery due to the tariffs. TJ Samanchin said that small businesses are not having their supplies shipped, which means they will soon go out of business. Perhaps the best advice for all of us comes from Roxanne Kluber-Tons-Gerber.
The biggest thing that you can do right now is reach out to those federal legislators, not just once,
yes,
not just twice, consistently, daily, weekly. Make sure that your voices are heard. Continue to flood their emails, their voicemails with your concerns, because if we stop, if you do a one and done, they're going to think it doesn't matter anymore. So just make sure that you continuously are reaching out to those legislators.
The FBI has arrested a Milwaukee County judge. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
According to a statement from FBI Director Kash Patel's social media account, Milwaukee Judge Hannah Dugan has been arrested by the FBI on obstruction charges after allegedly helping an undocumented immigrant evade ICE agents during a courthouse arrest operation last week. The statement says Dugan misdirected agents attempting to apprehend Eduardo Flores Ruiz, allowing the suspect to temporarily escape. According to the FBI director, he was chased down and taken into custody. In the statement, Patel praises Milwaukee FBI agents for capturing Flores Ruiz and said the judge's actions endangered public safety. The arrest follows days of scrutiny over courthouse immigration enforcement policies at the Milwaukee County Courthouse.
The first female commander of Fort McCoy has been suspended. Last week, the Department of Defense posted a photo from the base showing the chain of command pictures on the wall. The photographs of President Donald Trump and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth had been turned around to face the wall. The DOD account also posted on X a picture of the photos turned the proper direction, saying, quote, "We fixed it." Also, an investigation has begun to figure out what happened. Colonel Shayla Bays Ramirez took over as commander of the base last July. She's the first woman to hold the position. According to a statement from the Army, she's been suspended, adding, quote, "This suspension is not related to any misconduct," end quote. That statement says the matter is still under review. Republicans in the Wisconsin Assembly voted this week to approve changes to unemployment insurance. If it passes the state Senate, the bill faces a likely veto from Democratic Governor Tony Evers. During Wednesday's floor debate, Kenosha Democrat Tip McGuire said the measure will make it harder for people who've lost work to get benefits they've already earned. Speaker Robin Voss called the bill common sense. The bill would add new requirements for those completing required work searches to remain eligible for benefits, including direct contact with potential employees and posting a resume on the Department of Workforce Development job site. Voss said the bill will make it more difficult for people to collect benefits without making legitimate job searches. It's 45 degrees in Richland Center at 12:15. Celebrate Earth Day tomorrow in the River Valley area. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Regular oil changes keep your vehicle running strong, and Kendall Lube Express on Highway 14 in Richland Center makes it quick and hassle-free. Get top-quality service with trusted Mobile One products. No appointment needed. Just drive in, stay in your car, and let the professionals take care of the rest. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The car wash bays are under construction, but Kendall Lube is open and ready to serve you. Fast, friendly, and reliable. Stop by Kendall Lube Express today.
It's 45 cloudy degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:17. Celebrate Earth Day with the Savor Farm and Food Tour. Savor, the River Valley's Earth Day Farm and Food Tour, showcases local farms and food businesses who are producing and processing food in ways that provide delicious, wholesome food and also protect soil, water, and air quality. The free self-guided tour will be held tomorrow from 10 to 4. It features stops at various locations from Plain through Lone Rock, Spring Green, and Arena to Ridgeway, showcasing more than a dozen local businesses and organizations. Tour stops include Cedar Grove Cheese in Plain, where you can learn about premium cheese made the old-fashioned way from local cow, sheep, and goat milk at this family-owned business. Visit the newly renovated Living Machine Water Treatment Plant and taste grilling cheese and other samples. At Tortillery Zapita in Lone Rock, you can taste what happens when local non-GMO organic corn is put through the process to make tortillas. Steadfast Acres will have herb and cool season vegetable plants for sale at the Octagon Barns annual barn sale in Spring Green. Steadfast Acres farmers will be on hand to give you tips on how to grow your new plants. Also from 11:30 to 2, Reunion Family Barbecue will be serving barbecue pork sandwiches on freshly baked milk buns paired with a selection of classic southern sides, all made with locally sourced ingredients. While in the Spring Green area, join the Taliesin Kitchen Gardener for a 30-minute tour of the Taliesin Garden and Farm from 10:30 to noon. Please pre-register for this free tour at taliesinpreservation.org/events. The Spring Green General Store will host local honey producer Judy Robb of Vanda Honey. She will tell you about the life of a honeybee and what it takes to make a teaspoon of honey. If you like chocolate, stop by the Red Barn Catering Kitchen in Spring Green for a truffle-making demo with plenty of tasty treats to try. You can also sample Miller's Artisan Bagels, which can be purchased at Wander Provisions across from the Spring Green General Store. In Arena, you can pet baby lambs at Ducks in a Row Family Farm. Tours of this pasture-based livestock and organic vegetable farm at 11 and 2:30 will explain how these farmers produce 100% grass-fed meats, eggs, and fiber year-round. At Elderflower Retreat at Savannah Institute's Hillside Pastures in Spring Green, sample perennial fruits and nuts that grow in the region and participate in a beverage tasting for research. At 10:15 and 3:15, hear a short presentation by Lily Hislop, tree crop breeder at Savannah Institute, about the resurgence of the U.S. forbidden fruit, black currants. You can also visit with Canopy Farm Management to learn about Canopy Compass, a free and easy-to-use mapping tool that answers the question, which perennial crops are suitable for my land? At 1, you can tour Seven Seeds in Spring Green, an organic regenerative farm that raises and sells grass-fed beef, pastured pork, and chicken. While there, you can also visit the UW-Madison Grassland 2.0 interactive exhibit to see how strengthening connections between farmers and eaters supports the viability of farms and communities. Local chef Chance Spivey will be smashing burgers made from Seven Seeds beef for purchase from 11:30 until 1. Burgers should be ordered in advance on Seven Seeds website, sevenseedsorganicfarm.com. Between noon and 4, you can stop by Future Fruit Farm in Ridgeway to get a taste of organic, antique, and exotic varieties of apples and pears. During guided tours at 12:30 and 3, you can find out how this mother-daughter duo use organic and regenerative practices to grow fruit bursting with flavor. See how farmers at Meadowlark Farm and Mill in Ridgeway use diverse crop rotation, cover crops, cattle grazing, and organic production methods to regenerate the land while providing high-quality culinary grain, corn, and beans. Guided mill tours will be at 11:30 and 2. Throughout the day, kids can enjoy seed planting, a sensory station, and grain-themed coloring pages. The tour will wrap up from 4 to 8 with wood-fired pizza and drinks from homecoming plus live music and a bonfire at Twin Creeks Blueberry Farm in Spring Green. Savor the River Valley is a grassroots initiative to connect farmers, food processors, food retailers, and restaurants to support each other and to bring more visibility to what they produce, sell, and serve. For more information about Savor the River Valley, plus a tour brochure and interactive map, go to savortherivervalley.org/events. The Richland Center High School Athletic Booster Club will be holding Sting Night 2025 tomorrow night at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. This year, the annual fundraising event will also be recognizing several past and present RCHS athletes. Kirk Lair is an organizer of the event.
We're excited about it. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. We've added in the Hall of Fame, which I kind of advocated for that myself. Hall of Fame was always just done during like a halftime of a basketball game or between wrestling matches and stuff. The Hall of Fame for wrestling now is done between rounds at RC Invitational, and that's improved attendance there quite a bit. And then now we've added things like the signing night, you know, last year. And it's always great when you can sit down and honor athletes from the past or now even some other things that we've done as far as supporters and coaches and even contributors.
This year's Hall of Fame inductees are Brian Strang, Bruce Wilson, Greg Vitesnik, Richard Dick Newman, and the 1983 Class B state champion girls track team. Also during the event, the college signing will be held. Andrew Troxell is a football coach at Richland Center High School.
This is kind of a full circle moment, you know, that some of these guys and gals that are going into the Hall of Fame, we can celebrate their high school and their collegiate careers, but also we can see kind of the initial journey with a lot of these prep athletes that get the opportunity or have put themselves in the position to compete at the collegiate level. So this signing thing has been awesome. I know it's, I think, our fifth year doing it at Center, and it was just kind of a born out of an idea that we really want to celebrate this, that it's a big deal with kids that are able to kind of take their talents to the next level, whether that be at the Division I level, you know, all the way to the Division III level. level or even kind of a JUCO school as well. So we're super excited to see our kids year in and year out be able to kind of be recognized as potential contributors at the collegiate level. So this year's class is no different. A lot of really talented kids that are going to take their skills to college.
The students signing have diverse skill sets that they will be displaying in college.
This year we've got three kids, two that will be in attendance on Saturday's festivities. The first is going to be Tyler Woodman. Tyler Woodman is going to compete for Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa. And Tyler's going to be our first Division I FCS signee that we've had in the last probably 5-6 years or so. The second will be a familiar name, Ethan Hady. Ethan Hady is going to go to Mount Vernon, Iowa, and compete for Cornell College. He's going to go for wrestling. And then the last one is a new one that we haven't seen before, and this is Keegan Cooley. And Keegan Cooley, again, is going to go to the state of Iowa. He's going to go to Fort Dodge and attend Iowa Central, and he's going to go for rodeo. And so that's a JUCO school, and it's great that we're having a bunch of different athletes that have diverse skill sets that get the opportunity to kind of share at that level. So I know that Keegan won't be there on Saturday because he has a rodeo. So it's really kind of cool that we've got a football kid, a wrestler, and a rodeo kid as well.
Kirk Lair says that Sting Night will also feature other activities, including a couple ways to help the Booster Club raise money.
The biggest way we make money is Saturday night because there is no entrance fee or anything like that that you have to pay to get in. The biggest thing we have is our silent auction that we do. And then we also have a $500 bucket raffle that goes on during the night. And that's part of where the athletes really come in and get involved. We try to involve all the teams as far as athletes. They'll help throughout the night with things. And one of them is selling tickets for the bucket raffle. We have free bowling that night for the young, less than, let's say, 10-year-olds, you know, and all the athletes help there with as far as getting that set up.
Money raised at the event will help fund RCHS athletics. Doors open at 4:30. Free kids bowling will get underway at 5, and the Hall of Fame ceremony, followed by the college signings, will begin at 5:30. All are welcome to attend Sting Night 2025 tomorrow night at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. All are welcome to attend, and admission, again, is free. It's 45 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1227. Today's vital statistics are next.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sextonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
In rural Hill Point, folks know they can count on Arneson Service and Repair for all their repair needs. With state-of-the-art diagnostic tools and ASE-certified technicians, they've got the know-how to keep your car, truck, lawnmower, and farm equipment running smoothly. From fixing hydraulic hoses to selling ag and auto tires, welding, and custom metal fabricating, they've got you covered. Plus, they're your local dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers and DR Power equipment. Give Arneson Service and Repair a call at 986-4300 or visit Arneson's Repair.
It's 45 rainy degrees in Richland Center on this Friday afternoon, April 25th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly December 22nd at her winter home in Mission, Texas. A celebration of life will be held today from 4 to 7 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Mount Tabor Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Mount Tabor Cemetery or a charity of your choice. Survivors of Irma Brown include two children, Tim Brown and Lynn and Troy Rolbecki, four grandchildren, brother-in-law Gerald and Judy Brown, sister-in-law Marlene Brown, and several nieces, nephews, and cousins. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101, of Avoca, died January 22nd. Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94, of Richland Center, formerly of Avoca, died February 14th. A funeral service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside military rites will be held for Lionel at the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Avoca Fire EMT Department, the Frank O'Brien Legion Post, Shriners Hospital in Minneapolis, St. Jude's, or a local food pantry. Lionel and Joanne Baxter are survived by two sons, Craig of Buffalo Grove, Illinois, and David and Rhonda of Oconomowoc, eight grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, Joanne's sisters, Marion and Bob, and Kate and Fred, sister-in-law, Betty Baxter of Avoca, many nieces, nephews, and friends. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101, of Avoca, and Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94, of Richland Center, formerly of Avoca. Betty Beinborn, 91, of Boscobel, died April 4th from congestive heart failure. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at Immaculate Conception Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 to 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be sent to the Tuffley Center in Boscobel. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Betty Beinborn is survived by two daughters, Marcia and Mike Webster of Belleville, and Nancy and Larry Milligan of Henry, Illinois. Sons Michael and Nancy of Boscobel, Jeff and Gina of Elkhorn, and Tim of Boscobel. 17 grandchildren, 28 great-grandchildren, two great-great-grandchildren, her sister, Beverly of Shorewood, sister-in-law, Orpha Beinborn of Boscobel, and brother-in-law, Jack Rowland of Clinton, Iowa. Betty Beinborn, 91, of Boscobel. Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center, died March 13th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life with a time for sharing will be held Saturday from 1 to 4 at Lonesome Dove in Boaz. A private burial will be held at a later date at Mount Tabor Cemetery in Sabin. In lieu of flowers, memorials to Mount Tabor Cemetery are preferred. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements. Carrie Felton is survived by two daughters, Danielle and Alex Gratz, Julianne Turnipseed, and Joe Quinn. Companion Lisa Wilson, a brother, LaVon, Spanky and Michelle Felton, a sister, Bobby Joe Felton Persinger, nieces and nephews, his former spouse, Kim Felton, aunts and uncles, other relatives, and many friends. Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center. Gladys Slaney, 85, of Kenosha, formerly of Richland Center, died Monday in Kenosha. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Gladys Slaney is survived by five children, Chris and Ty Baker of West Salem, Tim and Sharon Slaney of Sylvan, Loretta and Michael Mays of Kenosha, Wayne and Nikki Slaney of Chautauqua, and Keith and Sarah Slaney of Lone Rock, 19 grandchildren, 35 great-grandchildren, 4 great-great-grandchildren, 2 sisters, Carolyn and Wilbert Troxell and Nancy Felton, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Gladys Slaney, 85 of Kenosha, formerly of Richland Center. Carol Linz, 79 of Plain, died yesterday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison following complications from an aortic dissection. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will follow at St. Luke's Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Catholic Church, the Spring Green Food Pantry, or charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Carol Linz is survived by her husband, Dave, 2 sons, Craig and Peggy of Roscoe, Illinois, and Doug and Wendy of Lone Tree, Colorado, 3 grandchildren, a great-grandson, a brother, Floyd and Lois Gruber, and sisters-in-law, Rita Gruber, Dolores Gruber, Arlene and Steve Meese, Lucy Rooney, Kathy Linz, and Glenda Linz. Carol Linz, 79 of Plain. Sherry L. McGowan, 78 of Muscadet, died April 16th after a long battle with cancer. A funeral discourse will be held Saturday, May 3rd at 3 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The funeral will also be available on Zoom. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, May 3rd from 2 until 3. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Jehovah's Witnesses or another charity. Sherry McGowan is survived by 2 sons, Donald L. McGowan and Dave McGowan, 5 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, 4 brothers, Pat McCarriger, Jim Lochner, John and Joanne Lochner, and Mark and Diane Lochner, 2 sisters, Sandy Maynard and Barb Hartley, sister-in-law Kay Kaufman, and many nieces, nephews, and extended family. Sherry L. McGowan, 78 of Muscadet. Maureen K. Harper, age 63, died yesterday in hospice care at Villa at Lincoln Park in Racine. Memorial services will be held Saturday, May 3rd at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Felton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, May 3rd from noon until the time of service at 1. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Chicago Shriners Children's Hospital, First Christian Church in Kenosha, or Compasses Hospice in Mount Pleasant. Maureen K. Harper, age 63. Philip Charles Gilbank, age 84, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held at a later date in Kenosha. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Philip Gilbank is survived by his children, Shelley and Jay Paulou, Steve and Mary Gilbank, Scott Gilbank, and Sherry and Mike Rockwell, 9 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, stepchildren, Colin and Dawn Gillingham, Chad Gillingham, Christopher and Roxanne Gerber, and Sherry and Kelly Gillingham Titrick. Philip Charles Gilbank, age 84.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist is your number one trusted partner for all auto body repairs. Our highly skilled technicians provide top-notch service, ensuring your car gets the best care. Plus, we offer free loaner cars to keep you on the move while we work on your vehicle. Don't settle for less. Experience the quality and reliability that have earned us our great reputation. Visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today on Elm Street in Boscobel, or reach us at 608-375-4434.
for the perfect spot to satisfy your cravings? Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is the area's go-to destination. Friday nights, it's all about the fish, featuring delicious shrimp. On Saturdays, treat yourself to mouthwatering prime rib and shrimp. During lunch, swing in for the soup and sandwich specials, or try the famous hash burger, a meal that hits the spot. Sundays, roasted chicken, homemade soups, and desserts, which are crafted daily. Turbo's Bar and Grill, more than just great food. It's a place for unforgettable times with family and friends. Once you visit, Turbo's will become your new favorite for food, friends, and fun.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Matthew and Sarah Winger and Rob and Felicia Renish. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today, everybody? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a large area of rain has been pushing across Wisconsin early today. We've had a couple tenths of an inch generally around our area. This will gradually shift out of here by early to mid-afternoon, but cool air continues to filter in. That, coupled with the cloud cover, will likely keep our temperatures about 10 degrees below normal today. In fact, there will likely be some scattered frost late tonight, especially in the central and northern part of Wisconsin, as skies clear out. Should have a beautiful Saturday, though, as high pressure works in, bringing us plenty of sunshine and lighter winds, so get out there and enjoy that. Sunday looking pretty nice as well, although a few more clouds coming in with a warm front and some gustier south winds later Sunday. Looks like the chance of showers pops up Sunday in the northwest part of Wisconsin, and then Monday is definitely a day to monitor. As warm and humid air comes in along with a strong front from the west, it appears ingredients will be in place for some scattered severe thunderstorms. We'll certainly keep an eye on that. Otherwise, a forecast for the rest of today, rather overcast and cool. The light rain and drizzle should gradually come to an end in the early afternoon, high near 53, northeast wind 6 to 15. Tonight, clearing and chilly with a low in the mid-30s, north wind up to 10. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high of 62, northeast wind around 10. As we head into Sunday, partly cloudy, low 37, high 67, south wind at 10 to 15. Heading into Monday, variably cloudy, breezy, and warm. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely. Some of those could have high winds or hail, and of course downpours, low 50, high 77. Tuesday, a chance of showers in the morning, breezy and cooler with breaks of sun later, low in the mid-50s, high of 64. Wednesday, mostly sunny and nice, low 38, high 64. Thursday, more clouds along with spotty showers, high near 67. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 45 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 61, our low this morning was 42. Our high so far today, 49. The record high for this date set in 1962 was 87 degrees. The record low 23 was set in 1967. Last year's high was 62 with a low of 34. Sunset tonight will be at 7:56 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:02. Currently in Richland Center, we have north-northeast winds 3 to 6 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.13. Relative humidity is 96%, and we have received 36 hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. Again, in Richland Center, it is a cloudy 45 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
When it comes to food safety, at what point does careful become too careful? That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Before you take on some risky task or project on the farm, ask yourself, what would happen if this goes south? If I get hurt or even die in the process, what would happen to my family and the farm? Use your best judgment to decide what's acceptable or unacceptable risk. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. For a number of years now, governments around the world have held back approval for the use of genetically modified food products. And Sir Richard Roberts thinks it's time for that to change. The Nobel Prize-winning British scientist says the science behind GMOs is sound.
Europeans like to say, and a number of politicians like to say this too, that we have to be careful. You know, when something new comes along, we don't want to just accept it and worry that maybe it's going to cause a problem. Let's get some scientific evidence. But how much do you need?
While Europe is often seen as the poster child for cautious approaches to scientific advancement, Robert says many other countries have sat on the GM approval process as well.
We have to stop supporting the idea that foods produced by modern breeding methods are inherently dangerous. This is what Greenpeace wants you to believe. And they won't come out and admit that the science now says these things are perfectly safe. It's really very disappointing.
Robert spoke recently at the University of Waterloo in Ontario, Canada. And there's a link to his presentation on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Severe weather is possible early next week. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Severe weather is forecast over several Midwestern states starting Monday. Iowa State climatologist Justin Glisson says an outbreak could occur across Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, and Kansas.
All the ingredients are there. A jet stream, strong jet core over the upper Midwest, along with ample flow from the Gulf, dew points getting into the 60s. So moisture lift and instability with this low pressure center that will form ahead of the upper level disturbance.
He tells Brownfield thunderstorms, hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes are all possible.
Right now, as we look at the modeling and the guidance from the Storm Prediction Center, all modes of severe weather are possible, including some strong tornadoes.
Glisson says heavy rains will accompany the storms, and that could result in further planting delays. A congressman from Nebraska says federal funding cuts to the National Weather Service put farmers and ranchers at risk. Mike Flood tells Brownfield.
This whole thing with the weather balloons and what I saw at the Valley office for the National Weather Service outside of Omaha, I went to the White House and I pulled the fire alarm. I went to OMB, I pulled the fire alarm.
He says the suspension of weather balloon observations makes it harder for ag producers to plan for weather. A Wisconsin farmer is continuing his father's no-till farming lessons on his operation. Roger Bindle farms in the hilly Driftless region near Plain in Sauk County. A creek runs through the farm, and he does what he can to keep the soil from getting washed away.
I got no-till. I plant green. I plant cover crops, alternative forages.
Bindle says he rotationally grazes 55 beef cattle. He was moving them once a day, but this year he's moving them twice a day.
The big thing is take half your forage, leave half, so you want to keep them moving so that they're not overgrazing it, especially like if it gets rainy or whatever there, they won't mud up one area.
And Bindle uses a wide variety in his crop rotation.
I plant maize pro before corn. That would follow winter wheat. And then for alternative forages, this will be my second year of trying timothy after my corn silage comes off, and then cut that the following spring, and then I plant sorghum sedan into that.
The conservation practices are helping cut down on soil erosion. Bindle has had more than 3 inches of rain in the past week, and it was raining while Brownfield was there yesterday, and the creek water is clear with no signs of suspended soil. A Southwest Iowa farmer says input costs continue to be a challenge for producers. Dwayne Astrope says fertilizer prices have been elevated.
Like on this farm here, we didn't get the fall fertilizer put on, so it cost me a little bit more for the nitrogen than it did last fall.
He tells Brownfield producing an above-average crop this year will be critical to turning a profit. USDA reports 235,000 tons of U.S. corn has been sold to Mexico. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Corn farmers are facing increased challenges from herbicide-resistant weeds at a time when every bushel matters. Kurt Martins, BASF Technical Service Representative for Eastern Iowa and Western Illinois, says every weed escape has an impact on the bottom line.
If we're not getting them controlled, obviously they're competing for that space, nutrients, and water, and plenty of data out there shows there's detrimental yield loss there.
He says incorporating multiple modes of action into a herbicide plan is the best way to combat resistance.
My recommendation is Certain herbicide as a pre, followed by something with status in it, status herbicide post-emergence. Those are multiple effective set of action products. They're different modes of action from HPPDs and gives us a strong 1-2 punch.
Martins says status from BASF offers growers flexibility for a timely application.
Application window is V2 through V8, and it has adjuvant flexibility, so you could use NIS, COC, or even MSO with it.
To learn more about status herbicide, contact your local BASF representative or visit agriculture.basf.us.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
Archie Lumber isn't just your building supply superstore. They offer a number of construction services for every type of job. Their drafting team can provide you with a set of house plans that includes front, back, left, and right views, as well as floor, foundation, and wall section detail plans. When you purchase your materials from Archie Lumber, you're eligible to receive these plans at a discount. When you're ready to build an addition or a new home altogether, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Direct cash cattle trade remains quiet and cash hogs are up at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet through midday. Buyers and sellers appear to be in a standoff. Bids have been floated at $210 to $213 live in Kansas. That's the only place they've been seen so far today. Asking prices are holding firm at $214 to $215 live in the south and in the north at $340 dressed. Look for more business to develop before the end of the day. There have been a handful of deals reported in parts of cattle country, but it's not enough business to establish an accurate price trend for the week. At the Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, compared to 2 weeks ago, steers and heifers sold with a higher undertone. The USDA says demand was good on all offerings. Medium and large one feeder steers, 665 to 698 pounds, brought $331 to $350. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 604 to 649 pounds, brought $315 to $330.50. Box beef was higher and sharply higher at midday on solid demand for light offerings. Choice up $1.46 at $335.16. Select was $3.04 higher at $319.39. Cash hogs are higher at midday with fairly light negotiated purchases. Processors likely have most of their needed numbers on hand and may not be very interested in doing much business today. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market outside of China has been relatively strong. The industry is watching to see how this continues to play out. It's also keeping a close eye on domestic demand, which could see a boost as grilling season is just around the corner. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct are up $1.52 with a base range of $88 to $94 and a weighted average of $91.74. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $63. And pork values are sharply higher at midday, up $4.95 at $100.81. Bellies have jumped more than $17. Loins, hams, and butts are all sharply higher. Picnics are firm. Ribs are lower. I'm Megan Grebner. Brownfield Ag News.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Olivo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Attention pork producers, the World Pork Expo 2025 is back June 4th and 5th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines, and you don't want to miss it. With thousands of attendees, hundreds of exhibitors, and live entertainment, this is where the pork industry connects, learns, and celebrates. Explore the latest tech, learn from expert insights, and build valuable industry relationships over two full days of events. Plus, don't forget to grab your free pork lunch at the Big Grill while you're there. Register now at worldpork.org.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815. Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6400.
The Lone Star Tick and Alpha Gal Syndrome. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. It's tick season, and as we start to spend more time outside, the chance of tick encounters can increase. Ticks can be vectors of diseases, and when the pests feed on a host, it can pass along pathogens that cause diseases. Jonathan Larson, an entomologist at the University of Kentucky, says one tick that can be extremely problematic is the Lone Star Tick.
They will hang out on the ends and blades of grass. They give it their creepy little blood-sucking hug, and then they shimmy up the leg, and they try to find somewhere that they can bite. The other thing that's weird about the Lone Star Tick, they can be a little more active in obtaining their next blood meal.
Lone Star Tick bites can result in alpha-gal syndrome, a potentially life-threatening allergy to red meat and other mammalian products. Heather Norman Bergdolf is an associate extension professor in the Department of Dietetics and Human Nutrition at the University of Kentucky.
Galactose, alpha-1,3-galactose, it's a small little sugar that's often tacked on to proteins that are found in mammalian foods. The main way that we know to manage this is to eliminate the trigger from the body. So there's not a cure for it, and it is treated like other allergens where you want to try to remove it from your diet.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Dad, is Volt IP Plus seed treatment a biofungicide or an inoculant?
Well, that's a strange thing to ask, son, but since it's on your mind, it's both. Two powerful biofungicides plus an elite rhizobia inoculant. It's how we improve early season soybean vigor and increase yield potential.
Why is the sky blue?
How about we just stick to soybeans, son?
Vault IP Plus Biological Seed Treatment from BASF. The plus equals more. Talk to your retailer or BASF representative today. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
The news this hour, sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, offering hand